This is a poem about Spellchecker, and it's called Defiantly. It begins with a mistake. While they're rushing through what they call busy work, some assignment you find a drag as well, having concocted it so that you can tell parents you wouldn't permit a lack of rigor to seep into the classes you teach. A moment before they sleep, stupefied kids reach for the mouse and click the spell check as the last charade in the high school shtick. And the word that will never pass is their take on definitely, which they can never spell. Spell check suggests defiantly, but you can always tell that what they really meant was unambiguous, something adamant. But in their thoughtless rush, they push the enter key, and that's the end of that. Yet it doesn't bother you when they turn out the light having finished the task, held their end of the deal. And tomorrow, when you ask for the work, they'll feel around inside their packs and emerge with a wrinkly mess which you will gladly take in spite of its meaninglessness. You may give them a cursory read, and then again maybe not. Written in a teenage trance, it's better that it's all forgot. No, you're being defiant, you and the kids in this room. They know the drill, too. This will not matter soon. You believe this definitely. You'd rather see them play the game defiantly than let them walk away absolutely sure that as soon as they graduate, it's off to the allure of the future and a date with everything they've ever planned. Even the dutiful, who seem so sapped of life, confused and beautiful and concerned only with what their parents will say, their position in the class, the almighty GPA, and the terror of being last, while working obediently, can't even get it right. They click on defiantly and turn out the bedroom light. Just once, you'd love to see them flip you off and smile. That would definitely be an act defiantly wild, an act to be remembered, no matter how it's spelled.